Yeah, it seems to be the the big thing lately. So, but I'll be probably blowing the dust off my setup as well. So, and 6 meter, I've got a very similar. I got the same antenna, different radio, roughly the same height. I might have about 10 foot on you. Might be at about 40. And I've done a lot. There was a 6 meter repeater in Detroit that used to have a net, and Catherine, OOI, the late Catherine, she used to run that net all the time under the late W80's Tutledge, so I used to try to check into that, but that's not going on anymore. They're both no longer with us, and that was just a few years ago. And then I've done a bunch of FT8 when I was first experimenting with WSTJ-Z or whatever, the one that had the automatic in there. I had that thing set up. I didn't realize I had an automatic. One day I went to work, and I came home, and I had worked. There must have been a sporadic-y opening, and I had worked like, you know, 50, 60-year contacts while I was at work. It was crazy. So then I did it deliberately a few times. And I got a whole bunch of 6 meter contacts on FT8 with the almost the exact same setup, so it works, you know. But you know, 6 meter is a terrestrial band, as they say, that, you know, terrestrial work, and you know, most of the money is going to be in a horizontal beam. You know, being vertical is going to be. It's got to limit you a little bit, but there's plenty. There's plenty to get, plenty to work. And on a sporadic E opening, it doesn't matter as much, you know, because things spin. So flat or vertical or horizontal isn't going to matter quite as much. So you should have luck with it if everything's working.